stumbling on the ground and they're talking about the beast.
I said,
good mother's cry calls the river run high with the flood. Too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote a...
Hey, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program here on Revelation Radio Network. And welcome. Well, tonight, every Mondays, 9 to 11, we have a show here, Watchmen for Jesus program. And graciously allowed by Revelation Radio Network. Every Monday. Of course, I have my regular broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays from 4 to 6. P.M. Eastern Standard Time on WatchmenForJesus.com, 4 to 6. And then Tuesday through Fridays, I have a Bible study, and we hit the ground running, 7:30 to 9 o'clock on Tuesday through Fridays. And welcome tonight. I'm going to cover headlines to a certain extent, and then I'm going to move into what's really going on behind the headlines. What's really driving it? What's really driving the events of today? And it might surprise you. Some of you might not be surprised, but some of you might be surprised. I mean, I'm supposed to be talking about what? Immigration, you know, how the MS-13 are coming over and positioning themselves. I'm supposed to be talking about impeaching Obama, you know, and all that sort of thing. Or how are we going to restore the Union? How to restore the United States? And all that sort of thing. And all that. Family, there's so much distraction. Our Constitution is not in force. We don't have one. We haven't had one since 1938. We've never been a democracy, ever, in our history. We've never had one. Per quote, confirmation by FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, he actually admits it. And that he's going to set up a dictatorship. That's a fact. Everybody says humph and puff and I don't believe it and all that. But nobody ever asks for the evidence. They all just run away. When you say you won't see the evidence, they just run. And then when you show them the evidence, they go into a state of denial. Don't even check it out. Don't even bother to disbelieve it. They don't even, their mind just goes, bzzz, you know, like this. All I can say is, bzzz, and they just walk away or get mad at you or something, whatever. But family, denial don't help you at all. And that's why we are where we are, because of denial. Denial and our secret societies, and I'll cover that here tonight. Who's really behind this? And it's going to surprise a lot of you, I suppose. It's going to surprise a lot of you. That's what's really going on. And it's understandable why people don't have a handle on this. It's, as a matter of fact, the actual Illuminati, if you will, at the highest level, they don't actually know what's going to happen either. You see, they actually don't know either. Because it goes much higher. It is a supernatural set of events that's taking place. Everybody goes to church on Sundays. I can't say everybody goes. People go to church on Sundays. They go to synagogues. They go to cathedrals. They go to spiritual awakenings. Whatever, you know. And everybody thinks they're right. Well, somebody's got to be wrong. Not everybody can be right about the religion. It's impossible. If that's the case, then I can just say, well, you know, I'll just invent my own religion and I'll be right. And then I'll take a couple of courses in Toastmasters or something, I don't know, and speaking in public and become like one of the 4 o'clock in the morning salesmen on TV and Tony Robbins or something, and invent me a name, and hey, I got me a religion. I think God will endorse it, right? Well, that's what everybody does. I mean, Hinduism, Buddhism, a little bit older, started a little bit before. Yeah, a couple thousand years before, but there's no difference. Absolutely no difference whatsoever. See, God, the Creator, His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth as in the flesh, and not in some UFO either, and Holy Spirit are all one and the same, and yet separate. You see, the reason it's hard to understand that is because it's called dimensional capacity. Different dimensions that we can't fathom as a human mind. Our minds can't fathom it. We can't fathom it. It's not possible. We're not able to. So if we can't, we just make something up along the way. But God is omnipresent, omnificent, and some other omni. And He can see the future. He knows the past. The future is actually His memory. There's a 100% chance of what He sees, what He manipulates. Divine guidance will happen. He knows ahead of anybody. He knew ahead the days that He created this earth and universe and heavens. He knew what was going to happen. It's that free will that He gave us. It's that free will He gave the fallen angels, or the angels in heaven, that caused them to rebel. The free will. But you have to have free will to be able to love unconditionally. Otherwise, you'd be a robot. So that free will, that's the trick. You see. And so far, it's not worked out too well. Ask Adam and Eve, even Moses, David, that free will got him in a lot of trouble. Well, family, that's really what's going on today. It's supernatural, the events. And man's trying to fix it in man's thinking without the dimensional capacity. And it goes along, let's bump it up a little bit, to Satan and the fallen angels. In their capacity, they have more dimensions than we as human beings have. But you got something, they don't have. What you have is that spirit from God, in the image of God. You're connected to Him when you're born again. You have wisdom and discernment from the Creator that He doesn't have. See, Satan and the fallen angels have a whole lot of knowledge, but they don't have one lick of wisdom nor discernment. So they want to tap in to Christians by using a made-up religion called Christianity. Strike number one. I knew that'd kind of get your attention. Christianity is a religion. All religions are false. Jesus Christ is not about a religion. He's about our redemption, our salvation, the creation, and the tribulation yet to come. It's not about religion. It's being a Christian, and someone took it and said, now let's deviate and call it Christianity. You say, wait a minute, I don't want to hear that. Really? Well, you tell me who's right then. Mormons, that you'll inherit a planet? Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus is just a prophet? Or is it the Lutherans? Is it the Baptists? Is it the Methodists? Everybody's got a different theology within the Christianity. So tell me which one it is. You tell me. Seventh-day Adventists, they claim to be Christians, but they think Sunday's the mark of the beast. That's not even what the Bible says. And I give you a whole list of things wrong there. In Baptist, well, you're not born again unless you are baptized. That's not true. You're not born again, you don't have the Spirit, unless you speak in tongues. They don't speak in tongues today. That's satanic language. Proven that over and over and over. In the Bible, it says there are no tongues in this period now, in the church age. I can show you. I don't have to show you. You can do it yourself. If I can find it, you can find it. Family, It's not about religion. It's not belonging to family. It's not belonging to country. It's not belonging to religion. It's not in front of four walls. It's following Jesus Christ every single day. Is that obsessive? No, it's normal. Are we being normal on this earth? No, we're being abnormal. For example, if I can find a quote, it was one I found earlier today. May not be able to find it now. This quote here sums it up quite well. Goes something like this. Listen to this carefully. This is from a humanist. Humanism is religion of Satan, to exalt mankind. To exalt mankind takes him away from God until such time, listen, that Lucifer will force humankind to worship him, but that's only in the abomination of desolation. Until then, to take man away from God, he's not going to say, worship me, Lucifer. That's not going to work. He knows that. So he tricks by inventing religions, politics, science, economics. You got it now? Education, philosophy, all these things called rays, R-A-Y-S. To take you away from the truth and exalt man. Don't you want to be exalted? Have your own parking place? Be flying around like your own things? Be throwing out energy balls like on Harry Potter and lift things up without touching them? Superman, here we go, right? Everybody has that dream. Freemasons do. Everybody has that dream of evolving into the next Superman. That's Rosicrucians, by the way. That's a couple thousand years old. That idea, man to become as God. Genesis 3, verse 22. 322 is the skull and bones secret number that they don't tell you about. 322. So he's used education. Here's the quote. And then I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. The quote is this. Listen carefully how it works from the humanist point of view. Quote Charles Francis Potter, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching, unquote. You'll find that in Charles Francis Potter, Humanism, a New Religion. You see what's happened? That's exactly what's happened. The gift of tongues today does not occur because they have no interpreter. It's not there. And I have covered before about this gift of tongues. Today it's being used as satanic language because Satan has infiltrated most all the churches. And nobody knows what the dickens is being said. That's non-biblical. That's a fact. Because when they speak tongues, they're speaking a foreign language to those that could not understand the language back then. And then when they do speak the tongues, you have an interpreter right then, right there. Well, that's not being done today. Now, I can go along with the possibility they might be diminished. When it diminishes to a certain point, it's ended. Because, see, the Holy Spirit talks to you. So at a certain point, being diminished means it ends. Now, whether it comes in the supernatural world in the millennium, I can't answer for that. But right now, tongues is not a gift today because no one is interpreting. They're babbling. Your Copelands, Brown, others, is not tongues of the Bible. Today it's being used to bring Satan into the churches. Now, I'm tempted to go into the teaching of tongues. I hadn't planned on doing that. But it's being magnified in a lot of churches today, in the charismatic movement and so forth. And it's a babbling language. At once, it was a spiritual language, but the tongues back then, in the days of the disciples, was so they could speak the tongue of the foreign language, of that foreign country they were in. That was the tongues. Or as a spiritual language, it was immediately interpreted. Well, today it's not being done at all. It's dangerous as well. Because nobody knows what's being said, and the churches have been infiltrated. All of them. You might have a scattered church here and there teaching the King James Bible about repentance and salvation in scattered places here and there. But right now, they've corralled most all churches. The last great evangelist to pass on was David Wilkerson. Today, they're all hijacked. Matter of fact, they're giving their allegiance to the New World Order. FEMA is training tens of thousands of them to go out once they declare martial law to bring the people in, to take the mark of the beast. John MacArthur, a famed evangelist, says it's okay to take the mark of the beast. I have it by his own tongue. You can hear it any time if it's played. Matter of fact, you can find it right now if you look it up. By his own words in a sermon. See, the preachers are turning over. They had to take out David Wilkerson because he is preaching the truth and he's a powerful voice. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now and then we'll go get into who's really behind this. What's the theology, we'll call it, behind the entire news and the events of today. What's really behind it? Lord, we thank you tonight that we come together in this broadcast. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, you spread the Holy Spirit around us. Protect us, Lord, and guide us in the right path. Give us the words to speak. And Father, speak to us tonight through the Holy Spirit that you will guide us through, that you lead us to a lesson tonight. And Lord, to talk about today's events, talk about the end times. And Lord, you give us that wisdom discernment that, Father, we can follow through and learn something and teach and trade back and forth. Lord, we pray for our veterans coming back. We pray for those veterans here in the United States that's not even went to combat, Lord, that's been committing suicides at the rate of 22 and 26 per day. Lord, we know this is done by technology and the attack upon our military because of the New World Order, the satanic realm, Father, that's closing in on our government, our forces, and those here in the United States, in the world. Lord, we see it, the end times coming to fruition. Father, we do pray that you'll open up our eyes with wisdom and discernment. Father, we pray you'll help our families bring those together that's apart, and Father, to touch the heart of those that are seeking, that Father will be able to witness to family members. And Father, to heal those that need healing, and to listen to our prayers, Lord. And if, Father, if there's way that's not being heard, it points to the direction and path of why they're not. Father, we know there's reasons why, but Father, sometimes we lose that track, and we need to know why, Lord. Father, to guide us in all knowledge, show us which path to take. Father, we pray for an awakening of those watchmen that's going to speak out. And Father, to bless our families and to give courage to those in the pulpits today to speak the truth about God, about yourself, and about the King James Bible, the truth. And Father, this great deception comes about to bring out your people to preach the truth on that day. This we pray, Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yeah, I'll admit that speaking of tongues, and you must be baptized before you're saved, and all that, that's taking a tricky step. And if you do commit suicide, whether you go to heaven or hell, there's all kinds of different thinking about that. And those are tricky things to talk about, too, I'll admit. The true church has been totally infiltrated. Almost completely. By the associations, Baptist Association, World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, the Vatican, and now they're trying to pull them together back to one religion. And then what they'll do is move into the New Age. When they do that, to be all like peace and all that. And then at the middle of the tribulation, the true light of Lucifer will then take the place of the New Age movement. That's their plan. Long story short, Satan's got his own tribulations. Satan's got his own seals in Satan's Bible. One such seal that was opened is Rosalind Franklin, the dark lady of DNA. See, Satan's got his own seals. He's got a fake tribulations. Satan's wrath is in the first 3.5 years. That's the seals. But the seals end at the 7th seal, and that opens up the first trumpet, and that's God's judgment upon this earth. So right now, it seems that everything is counterfeited. And you have even counterfeit King James Bibles. Depends on the publisher. Right now, the only one standing I know of is a Cambridge edition. Thompson is counterfeited. There's several other counterfeited King James Bibles even. There's a certain checklist you can use to discern if it's a counterfeit or not. But they made very, very subtle changes, even in the King James. Right now, what stands is a Cambridge edition. But they're slowly closing in on the King James Bible. So, what I want to cover I'll start off. Yeah, somebody mentioned here on the chat, if the Bible has a trademark, get rid of it. Yep, that's correct. It's very true. Now, right now, what they're doing is they're pointing the finger at Muslims. And granted, they are the enemy. Matter of fact, the worst enemy is the one operating at the middle or at the Council of Foreign Relations. Because they control the Muslims. The Vatican controls Islam. Since the Vatican created Islam, they control Islam. That's something that's hard for people to grasp. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them are controlled by the secret societies, controlled through the secret or intelligence agencies, all of them, because they work together. That's what's called alternative or alternate fictitious enemies. To cause chaos, to bring order. And that way it justifies the action that the militaries can take as designed. And the military folks are fighting there. They don't even know it. They have no idea. Now, my broadcast earlier today from 4 to 6, I had given some information and details about how ISIS came about, where it came from, Al-Qaeda. Even had testimony from Hillary Clinton confirming that we funded Al-Qaeda. You know, they tell it. And they also testimony that Council of Foreign Relations controls the White House, controls our policy. The Council of Foreign Relations sets up all the wars since 1921. Before that was the globalist Illuminati, the Jesuits, all the way back to the Civil War. I've got a quote about the Civil War being set up by Lincoln, being set up by the Jesuits, a quote from Lincoln, confirming it. He went rogue on them. That's one of the reasons the Jesuits and the Freemasons assassinated Lincoln. In the same way they did JFK. Lincoln confirms the Jesuits orchestrated the Civil War. The Civil War was the planning of the Civil War began in 1789. It began in 1789, the planning for the Civil War. Yeah, that's what happened. The problem is that it's not the Muslims nor Obama. They're just puppets who are willing pawns in our presence, have been literally all the way back. Then who is? Border agents say that the violent MS-13 recruiting is Arizona facilities for new Central American arrivals. MS-13's down there getting ready to start their helter-skelter here in the United States. All this is going on. Immigration is part of this agenda. But you know that FDR had planned on infesting America with all the aliens as well. That goes back to 1939. Someone mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was in it too. He protected Adam Weishaupt. Thomas Jefferson loved the French Revolution. He tried to write his own Bible. Our American Freemasons were pretty much used by the European Freemasons and taken in. George Washington was definitely not a fan of the Jesuits nor the Fabians. And George Washington, although a Freemason, he turned down many positions that was going to give him major positions. He turned down. He did not trust the Freemasons nor the Fabians from Europe. Oh, so much our history is all messed up. But so what is really going on? Who's pulling the strings? If it's not the Muslims, if it's not the bankers, it's not. And everything going on today, every major report that you can think of is part of this agenda. Everything. A lot of for distraction. Well, a very clever false teaching and doctrine and belief is practiced by people that's been duped and deceived and seduced by the Antichrist spirit. And although they're duped as well, on our level and above us, if you want to call it that, is comes in the form of Freemasonry. Freemasonry goes back to the first Mason. His name was Nimrod. I'm not talking about laying bricks either. I'm talking about knowledge of the ancient mystery schools of religion that Bill Cooper talked about so frequently. The laying of bricks and so forth and so on is a cover. Freemasonry. But Freemasonry is controlled by the Illuminati. Actually, that control became formal in 1782 at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. And this thing called Freemasonry controls North Carolina. It controls the South. It's predominant today. And it's nothing more than a paganism infiltrating and using Christianity. 90% of Freemasons don't have any idea about this at all. Have no clue. The first 3 degrees, absolutely clueless. Totally clueless. That's a recruiting area. That's a testing ground. You know, the very worship of Freemasonry is to the sun god Ra. And it's a mysterious pagan ritual that's very highly secretive. And the beliefs are, well, founded in the Baal, or Baal Peor worship. B-A-A-L, worship of Baal. And that's the sun god Moloch. Other mysterious deities. How significant is it? Well, you tell me. Since abortion issues are coming up, abortion is a paganistic practice of child sacrifice. That's exactly what it is. That's the very purpose of abortion. It's not a social issue. It's used in depopulation. But the ultimate use and hidden meaning or use of abortion is to worship Moloch in exactly the same way that the Mayans did. And to kill children in the millions for the life force. That's the purpose of abortion. How high does it go? Support of the government, your presidents, your CEOs, your congressmen that are involved in Satanism, which are quite a few, military leaders, generals, in all the countries. People don't realize this, that the abortion and so forth is actually a worship of Satanist, Satanism. They call it abortion. There's a long history of abortion that's performed by practicing witches. You can only imagine what Child Protective Service is all about. So we're getting the picture. What's really going on behind the scenes? This has come out in the public many times all along, many times in blatant statements by the witches themselves. It's amazing how the public simply tunes it out. They look at witches like they do on the TV, like Bewitched, where she wiggles her nose, and her mother, Darren's mother-in-law. Oh. Family, there's a video going around now from, was it Rio de Janeiro or whatever, showing someone looks like a witch flying now all of a sudden. They got like 3 or 4 flying around. Family, you're looking at fallen angels taking on these forms. Or hoaxes, one of the two. A quote, Patricia Baird Wendell was founder and owner of an abortion business called Aware Woman. She was an avowed witch and raised a stink some many years ago. Quote, you practice your religion and let me practice mine. My religion is holy ritual child sacrifice. She got away with saying that because her abortion clinic was legal. In fact, she meant to make the news to promote one of her books called Targets of Hatred, Anti-Abortion Terrorism. That labels the pro-life position as a fundamentalist fanatics endangering the lives of women and yada, yada, yada. She's one of five at one time that known that shows it's a religion and they're proud of it. They share this absolute insanity, claiming that feminine power involves the feminine power involves the initiation of taking the life she creates. That's how a woman graduates to goddess. Now, did you hear what I said? Now reflect back on that report recently about that woman had six or seven babies in shoeboxes that her live-in boyfriend found one day when he's cleaning out the garage. You think she's just having a baby to make a mistake and she was promiscuous and kept having babies over and over and over and, oh, shoot, put one in the shoebox. Oh, darn, there's another put in the shoebox. No, it's witchcraft. You have so many, you achieve the level of goddess. Did you know in the entertainment business, political business, other areas, that if you sacrifice a family member, your dear old grandmother, your Uncle Jed, a son, like if you're a Freemason, and you want to advance to a much higher level, you sacrifice a family member in one form or another. They don't tell you that. A lot of these women are in witchcraft to be a goddess. The Masonic maxim is true. Everything really is out there in plain sight. They show it to you. People don't believe their eyes and ears if they don't believe evil's real, because there's a non-human aspect to it. 1980s is an epidemic of Satanism. We're always having to, in the 1980s especially, we're always having to start from scratch trying to explain these things over and over. One person I got some information from said that abortion clinics are on the rise in Texas. The governor and legislator have, oh my, I just remembered something. Oh, mercy. In Texas, the legislator and governor closed down most of them, pulling state funding from Planned Parenthood, but do y'all recall Governor Perry when he tried to pass the HPV vaccination requirement for 9 to 12 year olds to get vaccinated? Did you know that would have increased the number of miscarriages? Because the HPV vaccine has already killed over 147 girls. Four countries have already banned it. The HPV vaccine has HCG in it. HCG. In the vaccine. So when the 9 to 12 year old gets the vaccine, puts HCG in it, the child's body, it stays there. So if that child is 9 to 12, you figure 10 years or 15 years, give or take, here and there, they're going to get married. They're going to have a kid. The HCG is still there. When they have a child, they get pregnant. HCG is produced because of pregnancy. Now you got two HCGs that collide and causes a miscarriage if they get pregnant. That's if they get pregnant. Because by getting the HPV vaccine, then you get in depopulation. That vaccine was designed to sterilize the girls that get it, to make sure they don't have babies. If they do have babies, it causes miscarriage. This is the purpose of the HPV vaccine. And now to further prove that it's about depopulation, they start giving it to young boys, saying about genital warts or whatever, other such nonsense. What doctors ever went public and denounced it? Not a darn one. That's why you have quite a few nurses that are Wicca. Doctors are Freemasons. You see. Well, when Governor Perry tried to pass it in 2010, parents went after it, blocked it after 2 months, never passed it. I know of 3 or 4 states ready to jump on it. If Texas had passed that law that 9 to 12 year olds had to get the HPV vaccine, why would they have to get the HPV vaccine? There's like 300 different types. And the HPV vaccine only covers a handful of them. What's going on here? Yeah, it's to sterilize. It's population control. See how these people think? That's what happened. Abortion is child sacrifice. That's what it's for. Practices of secret worship come from pagans of every nation. Egypt's been kept alive as the mysteries to the sun god Ra. Family, now what's this got to do with today? It's got everything to do with it. Because your military leaders, your presidents of most nations, kings and queens of the nations, the elite that runs this world, are either Freemasons, Knights of Malta, or Illuminati, control this world right now. That's how significant it is. It's not about an Islamic caliphate. Oh, that's to keep you all busy, tied up, and confused. They always control both sides of every war. Then they plan the wars. They control both sides. And they determine the outcome of every single war we've ever been in. That's how significant it is. Something brought out in the chat, not very much worth mentioning, is that Freemasonry in the United States was not trusted by said George Washington, and absolutely John Adams didn't trust them either. And there's a couple other presidents, little cousins, did not trust the Freemasons. And the Fabians especially. They were here to take property and take over land, make sure the Indians got moved out, kill them off. Same thing with Mexicans. That's another story I've talked about, how they brought the diverse cultures into America. So the Freemasons run this country for right now as they're allowed to. So we go back to the practice of free worship, of the secret worshiping from the pagans of every nation. Egypt, where it started. Ancient mystery schools. And ancient mystery schools of religion, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, was finally covered over by the Roman Catholic Church in the 4th century and hidden under Roman Catholicism. And when it comes out again, they're going to call it the New Age movement, the Fourth Reich. The pharaohs of Egypt, I call them bubbleheads. The pharaohs of Egypt were hybrids, Nephilim. Hybrids, sons of God and fallen angels. and daughters of man. They were hybrids. And they are the royalty of today, the bloodline. The DNA has been modified quite a bit. Y'all see how this works now? The Freemasons founded their order on these principles and practices. And these rituals and vows and obligations and blood oaths are the same as a sworn oath taken by witches, druids, and wizards, and other worshippers of Satan, Lucifer. Some of them don't even know it, especially the first 3 degrees. See, the Masonic order is highly organized. And you know, it doesn't just induct you into the order and let you remain just a member. You become a very real support to this false religion, and a lot's required of you. Kind of like being in a gang. And in fact, with the exception of actually drinking blood, if you will, specks of it in water or something like that, the Masonic order uses the same initiation as the initiate goes through in witchcraft or in the Satanist church. It's the same ritual, with some modification, but not much. All the worship of the Freemasons is identical, except the signature of the pagan, druid, or witch must be signed with human blood. That's the difference. Blood is drawn in actual pagan, druid, or witch initiations. I believe that the symbolic drawing of blood is the compass that sticks on the chest. You get the point? No pun intended. So the initiates learn that they have obligations. When they get to certain levels, they reach. They're given a certain secret that nobody else knows below them. And then they advance in degrees of power. And then they find that requirements must be kept. And, you know, not only they learn that they have to keep these rituals and obligations in their minds and pass them on and keep them secret, but they have vowed to keep them totally secret, regardless of the price. What price do you have to pay to keep secrets from your family members? The Mason learns he's got to prove himself, his ability. He's got to properly apply his skill, energy, and craftiness before he can go forward to step up. What does that mean in real terms, if I say it like that? It means that they bring in a court's recorder. They bring in police officers. They bring in judges. Now you get an idea? They bring in contractors, people that can help them when they need to get their information or ruin somebody. And they use kind of like calling a favor, if you will, for a brother Mason. You want to advance? You got to prove yourself. Here's what I need. Tell me what this guy's balance is in his checking account. You have control of his social security number? Okay, he don't want you to do. Oh, they certainly do that for sure. You know, the oath or vow they take when they become a part of this secret union or order, it implicates and involves them, their families, but involves you, if you're friends with them. It includes your family also, Masons, whether it be your mother, father, sister, brother. It obligates every family member, or you got to keep secrets from them. And you know, likewise, Klan men and women have joined these clubs and orders because their mother and father had influence and prominence on it. They have one for every member of the family. I'm surprised the dog don't have a place. You got the Masons, Freemasons. You got the Eastern Star for the women. You got De Molay for the boys. Bill Clinton was a De Molay. You got the Rainbow Girls. Then you got Job's Daughters. Man, they just don't stop. For I, the Lord, my thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Exodus 20, verse 5. So this Freemasonry is an age-old conspiracy against God, yet covered in helping God by doing good deeds and good works. But the good deeds and good works don't get it. It works against you. You know, the High Council and the Masonic Order of the Illuminati renounce Jesus as Savior and Lord. That's what they have to do at the 33rd degree level. Even the 31st degree, 32nd degree don't even know this. The Declaration of Sovereign Allegiance that's bestowed kind of reads like, kind of like this. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, or 30th degree. Now, Sovereign Grand Inspectors are 33rd degree, by the way. Continuing. The Masonic religion should be, by all of the initiates of the high degree, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. You can't get much clearer than that. Continuing. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, the God of the Christians, whose deeds prove his cruelty and hatred of men, barbarism, and repulsion for science, would Adonai, as priests, calumniate him? Yet Lucifer is God. Thus the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true and philosophical religion is a belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai, Jesus Christ. But Lucifer, God of light, God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. Family, what that's describing is what's called duality. How can they say Lucifer is Jesus? Well, if you pull out, were to pull out an NIV Bible, and then you were to pull out a King James Bible, here's what they do. When they get up that high level, and they want to reveal this secret that Jesus is Lucifer, what they do to the young initiate is show them three verses in the Bible, in the NIV, New American Standard Bible, ESV, whichever. What they do is they show them Isaiah 14:12. I say, look at here. And in Isaiah 14:12, in the NIV Bible, and all the other Bibles, it might say Daystar or Morningstar. But Isaiah 14:12, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O morning star? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst thou weaken the nations? And it calls, instead of the King James, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which thou weaken the nations? The difference between the two, instead of saying, O Lucifer, in King James, it says, Morning Star or Day Star in the other Bibles. So now, following that rule of thinking, and you go to Luke 10:18, they'll show them Luke 10:18. And you'll find that Lucifer, for example, is mentioned only in the King James and only one time. And they try to tell you that really That's the king of Babylon. But it's not. Babylon, meaning the beast, Lucifer, the light bringer, not the morning star. That's another tricky thing they use. He's not the morning star. They try to say, well, that's Venus. Then they try to tell you that's the Babylon king he's talking about. Well, when you read on with Isaiah 14, you'll see certainly it's not the king of Babylon. So what we got so far? So let's say you're a Freemason and you have your NIV Bible. They'll show you. And you're a 33rd degree. And they're going to give you this really, really big secret that nobody else knows. Now, you're probably an adult and you've probably heard about Lucifer before and you've heard about Jesus Christ. And you have an idea who Jesus is. You're impressionable. You think Masons are an honorable organization and all that. So you're ready to go. And you say, now we're going to show you a secret. You've been with us now. You're 33rd degree. We have to tell you something. We're going to show you a secret that nobody else knows. A secret you must never reveal. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And just get on with it and get on with it. And what they'll do is, they'll take it, Isaiah 14:12. I'm going to pull this thing up here in NIV, so I'll make sure I got it exactly right. NIV. And it says, listen, Isaiah 14:12, NIV, how you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. Now, in another one, it might say, how you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the dawn. Okay, got the point? Now, that's the NIV. When you go to King James Bible, it don't say that. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how they're cut down to the ground, which thou weakened the nations. Now, watch. When you've used the NIV, and you lead them through it, in the 33rd degree initiation, and you know now, reading the NIV only, that who's fallen from heaven? Morning star fell from heaven. That's what you know so far. Then they'll take you to Luke 10:18. And it'll say in both Bibles, Satan fell like lightning. And then they'll say, well, now what do you know so far? Morning star is Satan. Oh, okay. Then they'll take him. They'll take him then to Revelation 22:16. Where Jesus Christ himself says, I am the bright and morning star. Oh. Ouch. So now you have been told from the Bible that Isaiah 14:12, the morning star, son of the dawn, fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. Oh, Satan's morning star, okay. Then they'll show you Revelation 22:16. It says, Jesus Christ, where he says, I'm the bright and morning star. For them, it's a major epiphany. So that goes along with what I've told you here, that Lucifer, the doctrine of Satanism is heresy. They denounce Satanism. And the true and philosophical religion, they say, is a belief in Lucifer. Satan is evil. Lucifer is good. There's your dialectic. That's your duality. And Lucifer is the equal of Adonai, Jesus Christ. And that's what they show you in the NIV Bible, New American Standard Bible, and all the others. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16. But you can't do that with the King James Bible. That's why they want to try to discredit the King James Bible and lie about King James being a homosexual. I went through that the past 2 days with some folks. In the King James Bible, it says clearly, Isaiah 14:12, that Lucifer fell. Then it goes to 10:18, Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. Well, there's Lucifer as Satan. Yes, there you go. And then 22:16 clearly says, Jesus says that he's the bright morning star. Clear. Why would he be the bright and morning star? Because in Job 38:7, when the cornerstone of the earth was laid, the stars in heaven sang, and the sons of God, which are the fallen angels, shouted for joy. The stars in heaven are referred to as the angels. But when Jesus Christ was in heaven with his Father, he was the bright and morning star. See how they trick people? Oh, that's so tricky. That's how this all comes together. They all try to copy Jesus. Especially in ancient mystery religions. So what that is Satan is separate from Lucifer, from their belief. Satan is a duality, evil, the bad witch. And Lucifer is the good guy, the enlightenment, etc., etc., the good witch. Which is evil? Both are. So at first glimpse, this lodge would appear to be an advantageous thing with all the prestige and prominence and aprons and all that. The flair for being humane, all the benevolent societies. But Matthew 23:5, but all their works they do for to be seen by man. They make broad their phylacteries, enlarge the borders of their garments. Matter of fact, as I've told you right now, oh, I can't play it. I might be able to play it. There was an interview done on the street of a Freemason, walking into a lodge of some sort. And he's caught by an interviewer who's a Christian. There it is. I got it. And he starts talking to him. And remember what I've said, that Lucifer is a good guy, Satan's a bad guy, and Lucifer is Jesus Christ according to them. Now, that's their doctrine. Now, I find this interesting. Listen to what he says when he's interviewed on the street, a Shriner, 33rd degree.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
hey, what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
It. You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay. Tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Oh. He's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work? Okay.
Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light. You heard it?
So you see there, that's exactly as unplanned what they believe. That's duality. This was handled in The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz was created actually for this purpose. If you all look it up on your own sometime, you look up The Wizard of Oz, and you find out the symbolism used in that movie was to teach just what we're talking about tonight on a large scale. You had the Good Witch of the North, blonde hair, blue eyed, silver dress, or whatever it was, and they had a little wand there with a pentagram on it, by the way. And she's with Dorothy, and you click your heel 3 times and you go home, or whatever. Then you had the evil witch of the, I keep forgetting it mixed up, east or west or something other, all bent over, humped over, wart on her nose, whatever, you got the point, running around with flying monkeys. That's your duality. Family, they even teach this to your children on TV. My Little Pony. Oh, Tom, you're being ridiculous. Nope, not at all. Not at all. Don't you have the nightmare, the evil mare horse at night? Yeah. And the good one in the daytime? And they're saying, well, you get more attention, more worship in the day than you do the night. Everybody's sleeping. They have this battle going on for your 5- and 6-year-old kid. Family, it's in your face every single cotton-picking day. It's there. And we're too busy working. They got us all working, people working, mother and father working. Watching soap operas, watching that silly Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent, race cars, 500 Southern 500, get to watch cars go around the track 500 times. That's fun. You see, have fantasy football, make up your own team. You got 9-man football during the times all season. Back to football. The Super Bowl. You got golf. Tiger Woods is the only one I know anyway. If you went there, you'd spend Lord knows how much money to go watch. And all you do is you need a pair of binoculars to go see him. But it's all part of living someone else's life. It's keeping us busy and away from worship. And if people would study themselves approved in the Word of God every single day, you'd cut down on that 1 hour a week versus 7 days a week. Even during Sundays, it's worship of Satan, and people don't realize it. And it's coming now more openly. Like one of my chat members says here, Mark 13, verse 6, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's exactly because people don't study their Bible. They trust these preachers that are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, taken in by the 501c3. Family, it's creeping up on you, I'm telling you, right now. This is what's going on today. Now you know what they've got. Oh, they've really picked up steam, let me tell you what. I don't recall if I mentioned this in this Monday night before. I got different folks here, Monday nights, I think, that I do during the daytime or Bible study. So I'll mention it again in case I didn't. It fits anyway. They've got a pink Ouija board. And you say, oh, come on now, Tom, you're going over the edge. Really? Now, you know, of course, you all know me, I've got an explanation, right? Why would they make a pink Ouija board? I mean, come on now. What's the big deal? Ouija board's been around how long? Well, for the consumer, since 1960, or give or take. I don't remember when it came out, Mattel or whatever. But no, it's been around since 600 A.D. It is, in fact, a tool of witchcraft. You can attribute many, many suicides of children because of the Ouija board. And it's real. I have seen them work. I participated one time about, 30 years ago. Somewhere there. I've repented of that since when I found out what it was about. I didn't believe in them either. Not believing in them, not knowing how Satan operates, will draw your curiosity to do it. That's where it gets you. That's how it works. Well, why would they make a pink one? Now, remember, advertising is to pull people in. So, who's going to use a pink Ouija board? Pink. Would it happen to be young girls? And what, number two, what is the danger of a pink Ouija board? I mean, how dangerous can a pink Ouija board be? Well, I went to Robbie's military store out here, military outlet, to get some items. And you know what I saw? I saw two weapons. One was a 9mm, and it was pink. A pink-colored 9mm pistol. And I saw a pink-colored, I think it was a .22. It's pink. I mean, we're talking serious pink here. Now, I do believe, I could be wrong, you know, but I think a 9mm that's pink will kill you just as dead as a black one will. You got the point? So it's about advertising, pulling in the young girls, and to diminish the seriousness of this Ouija board. It is real. Of that, there's no doubt whatsoever. I think I need to talk about this a little bit more. You see, without question, it is one of the most dangerous devices used by people in the occult, is the Ouija board. People don't believe in Satan, don't believe in evil. Now, believing in evil don't mean you adhere to it. But knowing there's evil out there, then you set forth to learn how to defeat it, how to deal with it through Jesus Christ. But not believing in it means they'll pull you in and you'll be possessed and not even know it. Without question, it's one of the most dangerous and deadly devices used by people in the occult world. Now, we know the device, what it is, and grown up with it, being sold in all the major department stores across the country. And you know, the same effect is the video games. You know, we all thought this Ouija board was just a harmless parlor game, and there was just one, it's just our minds and imaginations that actually made our fingers move the planchette thing or whatever it is. Planchette, what do you call it? A little triangular thing with a little glass in the middle. Planchette, they call it, I believe. In most cases, that's exactly what was happening to most people. However, 50 people may dabble with this device and nothing will ever happen. However, here comes along the 51st person or more, and then they'll be the one to punch a hole right through the protective hedge. And real life demons will come in and literally start to viciously attack him or assume the position of a child or someone they know and so forth. You have a protective hedge around you that you would not believe. And once you give permission, drugs, sodomy, sodomizing, that's what the third and third degree Masons do. The royal secret is sodomizing a young boy child, or rape, or some abomination, homosexuality. Something that's an abomination to God will break open your protective hedge and a demon will come inside you. The president of the United States, Incorporated, goes through two ceremonies. One is putting his hand on the Bible, taking the oath of office, and either before that event or after that event, they're carted down to Scottish Rite headquarters on 16th Street, and they go through a Masonic initiation. That's how that's done. The Ouija board is a wild card. Depends what kind of demon you attract in the from the second heaven, the part that you can't see. There's a book by Edmund Gruss. It's called The Ouija Board, A Doorway to the Occult. And in that particular book are real, live, documented cases of people who literally drew in evil demonic spirits in their lives as a result of engaging with the Ouija board. A lot of these cases, demons actually entered the person's body. They won't leave your house. You need a deliverer. A deliverance won't be some Catholic priest or someone that's taking little lessons in how to deliver someone. It's someone that's a born-again Christian that knows the steps of how to deliver, and it's certainly not with the Catholic Church. Because, in fact, Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest they murdered, went public. He also explained that there's a cooperation between the demonic realm and the priest that exercise. In the same fashion that the voodoo witch doctors, Indian shaman, have an agreement of sort with the demonic spirits to leave or to stop the rain from coming or to leave the sickness the demon leaves, to give power unto the voodoo priest, give power unto the shaman, give power to the Catholic Church. That's how that works. And people have to learn deliverance. You don't have to wait till deliverance doctor comes to your house. You don't have to wait till the person comes in. You got to learn it yourself. This is not being taught in the churches. This is why they took out in most of the Bibles Matthew 17:21. Jesus says about taking a demon out that the disciples couldn't do. So Matthew 17:21, you won't find in the NIV Bible. In several other Bibles, it's removed out of there. Howbeit, this kind, high-level demon, this kind, howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. You see, when you fast properly and you pray, you break through that hedge. You have more power from God to bring those demons out. See, when you're possessed by more than one demonic spirit, if you become possessed, or you're having to deliver someone that's been possessed, that may be more than one demon, and they all have different powers. Jesus gave us all power of the wicked over the devil, but there's things you've got to do. Ironically enough, I was kind of prepared for this. It's the same thing as having your prayers answered. So why are prayers not being answered? To give prayers in vain. just because you say a prayer don't mean it's going to be answered. If you're not prayed up and fasted, don't you be messing with those spirits from the second heaven. That happened in the Bible, about killed them. This is not a game. When you refuse Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you're backslidden, saved, but you're not obedient to God, when your faith is wavered, you live in fear, you don't have faith. When your faith is misplaced, when you ask for selfish reasons in prayers, when you pray with unforgiveness in your heart toward your fellow man, your prayers won't be answered. When you fall into impatience, if you're asking, whatever you're asking is in contrary to God's will, and your prayer, what you're praying for, is not your own good, and when your prayers are cold, family, it's going to increase the influence, because as homosexual marriage is approved, as the right to die for children under the 18 years old will be passed in Oregon, and then the United States is they're working on it now. When abortion is made legal, drugs are made legal. At some point, God's going to say, that's it. He's going to remove that protective hedge once the laws change. This is very serious what I'm talking about, family. This is the biggest problem going on today. You think immigration is a problem? Nothing compared to what's coming in the supernatural realm, because that is the rule. That's, as a matter of fact, these MS-13, these guys, they are Satanists. That's what drives them. Charles Manson controls, or actually had been setting up, it's another story, the gangs to start their helter-skelter for the past 10 years. That's another story. I'm not going to go there right now. He is in league with the devil. That's where he gets his instructions from. And this is what's going on. It's not immigration. It's not some Nibiru coming here and all that. All that's distraction. Indicators, yeah. You know that this device, the Ouija board, is actually so dangerous and so deadly that even mediums will not dabble with it. And mediums are those people who try to contact the dead for the people who want to make contact with them. They conduct what's called basic seances. What they're contacting is not people from the dead, but they're contacting demons that take on a familiar form. Now, a very good question came up on the chat, which really, ironically enough, falls in line with what I'm talking about. Go figure. I see where tonight's broadcast, where it's going tonight. All right. This is important. I don't think people realize how important tonight is, because this is what's going to increase. When God removes the protective hedge, it's going to hit people like a ton of bricks. Well, what I want to talk about, and we'll move on into, is being demonized and being possessed. And pride's got to go. Pride's got to go. You see, can a Christian be possessed by demons? A born-again Christian, can you be possessed by a demon? That's a question you hear a lot. Some believe it's to be ridiculous. Well, the answer is this. If you're a Christian, then you're possessed ownership by God. But you're demonized by spirits. It's kind of a technicality, but one that confuses a lot of believers. You as a believer can attend a church on a regular basis and still be demonized. You cannot be possessed if you're a born-again Christian. You're not going to be possessed. So what they try to do is get you to put a spell on yourself. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're born again. There's a big difference. Saying you're a Christian doesn't mean a thing. Going to church doesn't mean a thing. But born again, that means everything. So, you can attend church on a regular basis and still be demonized. That means that there's areas in your personality where you're not in full control. You may still attend services, but still be afflicted by demons from the outside. The demon can still be inside a church, but the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ within you can force a demon out to be true. Now, this is even true for sicknesses. You may have many members of the church who are sick with different illnesses, arguments, so forth, problems in the church congregation. This is nothing but an affliction of demonization. To be delivered from the sickness, you must be delivered from the demon. What did our illustrious, I say tongue-in-cheek, Nixon do? What did he say? Let me make this perfectly clear. That was a terrible impression, wasn't it? Let me make it perfectly clear. Was that Clinton? Anyway, and why you don't hear of this subject in modern churches today, it's not that they don't know about demons. It's actually what Jesus Christ talked about all through his ministry. How to get rid of them, how to deal with them, encountering them, and so forth. It's the first subject Jesus Christ covered whenever he speaks of the works within the church. He tells us to cast out demons. In his ministry, he taught the disciples to do this first. So why don't our churches do it? And why did they remove the verses in the Bible that told you how to do it? Isn't that curious? Does that make it easier to read? Why do they take a parishioner out of the church who acts out like he has a demon? Your holy drunkenness, holy laughter, that's possession. The Kundalini spirit is possession, and that's within churches. Some of the speaking in tongues is possession in some churches. When your Copelands and your Benny Hinn's and all these guys come up and do the old slap on the noggin, they slap them in the back of the head? No. Where they slap them? The same place the Dalai Lama does the headbutt. And that's not a dance. Where's it at? It's there in the pineal gland, isn't it? Right there in the forehead. Yeah, that's where your soul lies. That's what that's all about. Why would a church not help you if you think your home is afflicted with demons. They're told by Jesus Christ that we are to go out and tell others, but they don't, do they? The answer is, in the early days, the church thought it would improve upon Jesus' techniques. First, the Roman Catholic Church, what did it do? Decided to cast out demons, and you need a specialist, what they call an exorcist. I am the exorcist, with a big E on my chest. Stand back. Yeah. The same goes for your home. So this tradition began then and has been passed down through all the churches to this day. There's two things that Satan don't want revealed. That he and demons exist. Two, that you have the authority through Jesus Christ over the demons. And why would this be? Because, I'll tell you why, it reveals the clash that's going on today between the two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And revealing these secrets, it reveals the supremacy of God's kingdom over Satan's kingdom for now. The only Bible has power. It's the true word of God, the King James Bible. There's only two Bibles ever been written in the history of man. Only two, that's all. There's 300 plus variations of the Bible, different names. 300. They all come from just one source. The King James stands alone from another stream of translation entirely. But they try to complicate it. And the King James, it's not missing verses. The other Bibles are. That is your sword, is the King James Bible. So, would it not make sense then that Satan would infiltrate the churches, suppress these techniques to exorcise demons, and to accept the fact that people within the church can be demonized is also the understanding that Satan works within the church has been for thousands of years. So, what was the first miracle that Jesus performed when he came on earth? He cast out demons. Did you know that all miracles were previewed in the Old Testament of the Bible except one? And that one, it was deliverance, casting out demons. This distinctive mark of the progression between these two, the Old and New Testament, there's a decisive difference between the coming of the Lord. So what are we talking about here? About family ties. Isn't there a movie called Family Ties? Actually, a TV sitcom, I believe. You know, it's a familiar spirit. It's a spirit that follows a family around. It makes it familiar. And did you know that there's demons that which will follow a generation within a family? Freemasons. To four generations. And same thing about witchcraft. Four generations back. And they affect in different ways. They try to find weaknesses within you or that family to keep you all demonized. All this sounds crazy, don't it? Sounds like something that you would read in a book or a science fiction book or on TV script or something like that. But it's not. It's true. Actually true. It's not just immigration, abortion rights, homosexual laws being passed, all that. That's just distraction, setting up for the New World Order. What's causing all this? Those that's following exactly what I'm telling you tonight. This is the problem we're going through today. I don't mix politics and religion. I talk politics with you, but I don't mix up with religion. That's exactly what they want. And it works perfectly because people don't connect the dots. You know, most people is dealing with a member within the church has been affected by their financial health or otherwise issues is because one demon carries with it many others. And these demons can affect the church and oppress it to the point that, well, members of one family can be attacked. Even several members within their families also slows down the process of the church, the growth of it, development of it. Families have these curses. This is a lot of the problems today. You tell people this, even Christians, you tell them this. Oh, man, you're going too far. Oh, there's something wrong with you, man. You'll see it in the Bible? No. I don't need to see all that. You know, you could take this too serious. What? Yeah. That's the problem with not taking it serious enough. You know, demons are like persons. They're little specks of light that inhabit your pineal gland with your soul if you're possessed. You know, you got to recognize that demons are persons. They're like a spirit, but they have a personality. It's the reason why there's so many types. There's three objectives of a demon. They're a spirit which have a personality. And those three types are this. Torment and toucher. A torture. Yeah, torture, toucher. And to keep you from knowing Jesus Christ. And three, keep you from serving Jesus Christ. So, we have our flesh issues, Caesar. We have our spiritual issues, God. And you've got to be able to discern the two before you'll know if there is any affliction or demonization. And the remedies of these two are completely different. For example, if you're in a state of depression and you're dealing with it on a state of flesh issue, then you're trying to crucify a demon, not cast out the flesh. You're not. But are you dealing with the flesh of it or a demon? Which is it that you're dealing with? You know, well, Hebrew and Greek, they have the same name for a spirit, but also means the wind. Ah, Ruach, R-U-A-C-H, R-U-A-C-H. So have you ever seen the wind? No. But you can see the evidence of its effects as it comes through. The whoosh. The movement of the leaves and what have you. The trees. Same for demons. People normally can't see demons, but due to their hierarchy, high-level hierarchy to lower-level hierarchy, like foot soldiers to generals, some of them manifest themselves into this realm. Family, they were the dragons back then. They could take the shape. They were the UFOs in the 1940s and 1950s. They could take shapes of whatever they want, pretty much. So some characteristics are enticement, for example. You enter a store. You see a gold pen on the floor. Someone must have dropped it. It's got initials on it. A voice will tell you, come on, pick it up, man. Anything that comes to you in words comes from a person. demons are persons. Now, I got a hook for you. Because of technology, they're now able to synthesize that voice in your head called voice-to-skull technology. That's why our troops are committing suicides at 26 per day. Down to 20 to 26 per day. They're being orchestrated. They know how to adjust using targeting of the human's DNA locked into a computer. They can increase the ELF transmission to say like 11 hertz. 7.82 is average. 11 hertz causes the individual to be agitated, ready to kill somebody. If he takes it down to 6.6 or 6.3 hertz, severe depression. Now you add the voice at night during the REM sleep, you get yourself a brainwashed, ready to kill the family and commit suicide. You got it now? That's just synthesized with technology. Demons can do it because they're supernatural. So you got two things to worry about. That voice in the skull coming from technology and that inclination to have you do something bad because of demonic activity. Family, it's going to get sticky. You see, family, I hate to tell you this, but I have to tell you. Jesus Christ, it's not what I don't hate to tell you this, that Jesus Christ is God. But what I hate to tell you is that every single holiday, all of them, are occultic and designed to worship a demon or to worship a fallen angel. All of them. Christmas, December 25th, is Mithra. Isis, and not the terrorist group, by the way. Isis, Ishtar, Easter. Acts 12:4 confirms in the King James Bible that Easter is pagan, but only in the King James Bible. I don't have to tell you about Halloween. That's pretty obvious. Every holiday, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, and then there's holidays that you and I are not supposed to know about. Lujasa, Wesak Festival. Lujasa is coming up now. L-U-G-H-H-A-N-A-S-A, something like that. Lujasa is a holiday for 31st of July. Family, that's where those planes went down to sacrifice. They were drained of blood. They'd been dead 3-4 days before the Malaysia flight went down. They had scientists aboard some of them. They had bankers aboard some of them. They had computer company, I think Dutch Shell, Oil, Exxon. Some of them, I imagine, some of the executives had a sacrifice body to take his place, and they're probably somewhere else. They needed sacrifices this week, past 2 weeks, from the 19th to 31st, is the worship of Lugasa, 31st of July. They need that life force energy to manifest. You're going to have a couple more situations here in the next couple of days, I think. Be watching for it. But those three planes went down. Some of them had people that disappeared. Others sacrificed. And look up Lugasa. L-U-G-H-N-A-S-A. Okay, we got about 6 more minutes to go. So I need to close down here. I may keep talking about this all this week in my broadcast. 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch me and watchmenforjesus.com. And I'll be talking about this, but what I'm doing is integrating with your governments, with your military, with their plans, how they're doing all this, because this is what's going on. The immigration part of it is simply getting us ready to be taken over by the New World Order. The New World Order is led by a Luciferian group of folks. That you see what's going on here. People are not connecting the dots about what's really happening. And this is where prayer comes in. And doing the right thing. Getting out of these organizations. If you belong to an organization, man, get out of there. And if they're going against the King James Bible, because none of them have any verification, none of them have any justification, they have no evidence, they have nothing to say but a bunch of lies, absolutely, distortions, distractions, made up stories about the King James, King James Bible, and because they're afraid of it. How come you're not an NIV onlyist? How come they don't have King James only onlyist over here, NIV onlyist over there? You're a Buddhist only, huh? You're a Buddhist only? Oh, shame on you. It's only King James only is the ones ostracized. Because that's the Bible that has the power and the truth. That's why. And they don't even ask that question. I got blocked on Facebook by Rob Sheba and Fritz Springmeier because they're anti-King James. I test people. That's what I just say, you know. And they say, oh, you're one of those King James onlyists. Block me. You know. You say, I tell you some truth to pull you in, and then I give you the hook. Take you away from the truth. I tell you some truth to pull you in, but my main job is to get you off the King James Bible. And that's what they're doing. Because that Bible has power. Jesus Christ has power. And only through him are you be able to deal with what's ready to come. John 16:24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be fulfilled, may be full. Now, I'm going to talk about this the rest of the week here. A lot of this going on, some news, details. And the demonized part, if people realized that's what's really behind their family troubles. But the churches are not preparing the people for this, of what's yet to come. But agreeable, can a leopard change his spots? Only the Holy Spirit can change a person. The person can't do it. I know you get predestination and when Jesus calls you and so forth. I know that's another story. But family, be that one he calls. Don't play around with this. Because we're coming to something soon. Well, family, anytime now, this broadcast is going to shut down. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. WatchmanForJesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. You can contact me there pretty much more often than you can the Outlook on the website. I've got my archives running 24/7, and of course I cut in on them when I have my broadcast, and then I cut off and it goes back to its regular 24-hour loop. So I appreciate y'all dropping by today. I think that any time now, in the next few minutes, it's going to shut down. That's kind of how Blog Talk Radio is. And then, of course, tomorrow, 4-6, I have more to talk about on the same line, a different tack to it. Tomorrow we'll really cover the, here we go. I know when I hear that beep that it's about a couple minutes. No, 30 seconds. Well, family, I appreciate you stopping by. And this will be up on the archives shortly. And then y'all join me tomorrow. And tomorrow night, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. Tomorrow night, Eastern Standard Time. And 4 to 6, broadcast in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. So, that being said, thank you very much for stopping by. And I shall be cut off here shortly. Never know when it's going to happen.
What is it that's in our home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover? fun.
Foods.